It's KRCB-FM, Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. The West Sonoma County Teachers Association is currently in negotiations with the West County Union High School District over salaries and benefits. KRCB News Director Steve Mencher talked with Paul Nicholas Boylan, Special Legal Counsel for the district, about the state of negotiations and the district's current offer.
I understand that the offer from the district is for a 0% raise in the first year.
It is at this point. And as a matter of fact, they want to put a cap on the benefits as well. This is a proposal that would be difficult to accept under any circumstances. But the district feels that they have little choice because they're under a financial improvement plan that's been imposed by the county.
And have the administrators offered any, say, cuts in their own salaries to help make these things go a little smoother?
I'm not aware, but I do know that the district has tightened its belt as best as possible.
Now, what I understand is that a member of the teachers union said that wage increases, if they have come at all, have come with decreases, say, in their health benefits. Is that something that the district is now proposing, that decreases in the health benefits will go along even with this 0% first-year raise?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think what the district is trying to do is to trying to place a cap on the district's contribution to health and welfare benefits. I think that's what they're doing. In other words, they're going to require the teachers to pay a little bit more.
All right. Now let's dig into some of the dollars and cents. My understanding is that teachers in this negotiation are making substantially less than the state average of what teachers make around the state. Is that true?
Undoubtedly it's true, but unfortunately it's a false comparison.
In what way is it false?
It's a false comparison because when you look at the state average, you're including districts like Palo Alto Unified, Beverly Hills Unified. You're looking at many different districts that have different funding mechanisms. Comparing a high school district in Sonoma County to the state average is like comparing an apple to a watermelon.
Well, you're talking about funding mechanisms, and the teachers, I'm sure, would rather talk about how much it costs to live someplace. It's certainly not cheap to live here in Sonoma County. A teacher down in L.A. or in Beverly Hills might be able to find a place in the valley that's not any more than a teacher here in Sonoma County finds.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. The fact of the matter is that teachers throughout our state are paid too little for what they do.
Well, I'm sure the teachers would love to hear you say that in the negotiations.
I say it readily. I say it openly, and I'm angry at the state. I'm angry at the state of California for not valuing education and putting us near the bottom of financing for education when it compares to other states.
Okay, but now I will let you tell me why the district thinks it can't afford to pay teachers enough to live.
A number of years ago, they provided a raise they could not afford, and they're paying for it now by having their income not matching their expenses. When that happens, the county puts you in a qualified status, and they impose a recovery plan that requires you to cut. If they don't do it successfully, the county can refer this to the state, and they will appoint a receiver that there will fire and hire as they wish, as long as the books balance. This is not a worst-case scenario boogeyman type thing. This is something the district is actually potentially facing. My personal hope is that the parties can meet in the middle, find some middle ground, and come to an agreement based on pragmatic realities.
You'll find part one of this story, an interview with Brian Miller, chair of the Teachers Union Bargaining Team, on our website, norcalpublicmedia.org.